It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast. Common ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
In tonight's Common Ground segment, here to discuss bipartisan efforts on immigration reform, Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Hillary Scolten and Florida Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks to you.
Thanks for having us, Brett.
Congresswoman Scolten, I want to talk to you first. I want to talk about your bipartisan effort on this Dignity Act and what exactly that is. You both have sponsored that, co-sponsored that. But I want to first talk about the issue. You know, the Senate leaders, House leaders are talking at the White House, trying to find some common ground on this supplemental. But talking about it has been tough for the Biden campaign, as we just saw. Are you concerned about Democrats, particularly on the issue of immigration and how they talk about it?
You know, I really am. I think Democrats need to own the fact that immigration is at a crisis level in this country. It's an economic crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis. It is a national security emergency, and we need to address it as such. The only way to do that is a bipartisan path forward.
You all are both working on this bipartisan Dignity Act, $25 billion to secure the border and catch and release, expedite asylum processing, criminal background checks, restitution, mandatory E-Verify for employment, year-round H-2A farm ranch worker visas. Congresswoman Salazar, why is this important and how does it track differently than what's happening up there?
It's very important because it's the only bill in Congress that is bipartisan. And not only that, it accomplishes exactly what the country needs. To seal the border, secure the border, and once that is done, once that border is secured, then we look back and we give some type of dignity to those people who have been here for more than 5 years, who are contributing with your economy. Like my colleague said, this is dignity is not an immigration reform law. This is a national security, it's an economic bill, because you know that the business sector is saying we need hands. Those hands are here. We just need to legalize them. I'm not talking about citizenship. I'm talking about dignity, not amnesty, dignity.
This bill has only bipartisan support. I just want to underscore that. You know, there have been a number of resolutions, a number of bills put forward. This is the only bipartisan bill in Congress right now.
We'll continue right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
So that's important to distinguish. Congresswoman Salazar, this is different from H.R. 2, which did pass the House.
Dignity has the same provisions as H.R. 2. Because H.R. 2 is basically secure the border and end catch and release. And we're ending catch and release with something called humanitarian centers.
I've worked on immigration issues as an attorney for close to 2 decades now. I was an attorney at the United States Department of Justice enforcing our nation's immigration laws at the highest law enforcement agency, the Department of Justice. I've seen what works and I see what doesn't. We have to address some of these root causes. Interior enforcement, what is causing this flow?
Humanitarian campuses are 5 campuses along the border. If you are coming in like millions right now claiming asylum, we're going to put you in there in a humanitarian fashion for 60 days. And in 60 days, we're gonna tell you whether you really have the claims for asylum and we're gonna give you the asylum or you have to go back home. No one is gonna get lost in the country.
Expedited processing is an essential component of due process. For now, you know, individuals wait years to hear about their cases.
And they're lost in the country. No one can find them or they don't go back to their
court. Congresswoman Scolten, the Biden administration did change some things that done by executive order. The remain in Mexico policy, the catch and release policy. Those are changes that didn't require Congress to weigh in. The Biden administration did them on their own. So I guess my question to you is, how many Democrats are signing on to this Dignity Act? And why is it so hard to get Democrats to realize the difference in the two administrations, the last two, dealing with this issue?
We need to realize we are never, Republican or Democrat, going to get every single thing that we want. That's what compromise is all about. That's right. And that's why, you know, we've come together to say, hey, we recognize this isn't a perfect bill, but it is a really good bill that solves the crux of the issues that it is facing our country when it comes to this immigration.
And Congresswoman Salazar, let me just ask, you know, there are people in the Republican side that want all of it, and they're not going the, you know, 80% or 70% like your Dignity Act has bipartisan support. They would like H.R. 2 passed as it is. So what do you tell them?
Well, that at some point they would have to face reality. Because as Hillary was saying, is the art of the possible, right? That's politics. And that's why we're showing this great bipartisanship between both of us and another 30 sponsors. We have to solve the problem. We're not going to be able to get everything. We have to solve the problem and catch and release and give some type of dignity or some answers to those people who are illegal, because we need those hands. And my party and her party need to come to that realization. And, you know, we're just here waiting for them, both parties, to understand and say, okay, guys, then you got the solution. It's just a waiting game, unfortunately. But in the meantime, you have millions of more illegals coming in. And, you know, as a Hispanic representing the largest minority in the country, what's happening at the border is the worst thing that could happen to us. We don't want those people.
And we should point out, by the way, last word here, Congresswoman Skolten, you know, we should point out you're from a border state, too. There's 189,000 encounters at the northern border, 6,100 people from 76 different countries. Now, it doesn't match the southern border, 10,000, you know, a week, but it's still coming in.
Yeah, it is. You know, Michigan is a border state, but I think, you know, also as a Midwest state, one of the things that I like to point out is, you know, this is an issue that is impacting every state, every city across the country, because the broken immigration system is impacting families, it's impacting businesses, it's impacting our local law enforcement, who are bearing the burden of enforcing our federal immigration laws because Congress hasn't done its job. We're trying to solve that. We've done the job, and we have a solution. What this is a strong step forward. I think it's really important for people to remember we haven't had a comprehensive fix to our immigration system in decades.
In 37 years since Ronald Reagan,
think
a
about
Republican
how much the economy has changed, right?
So it's the time to act.
I can see how you're both passionate about it, and we appreciate your time on Common Ground, and hopefully more of your colleagues will come join us and talk about what they're doing.
Thanks for having us. That's right. Thanks for the opportunity.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.